Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, it's not often we just take eyewitness accounts of things.
Right.
But I think we need to do that.
Okay.
Just the weirdest thing.
Oh, weirdest thing you've seen.
Weirdest thing you've ever seen.
Right. Just whatever.
Just the... Okay. So there's a news story. It's weird because we had kind of decided we were going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So let's start with the news story. But then... Okay, a giant, and this is not the first time it's happened, a giant industrial spool went rolling down a highway in Texas. It came loose from a truck. And when you, like, when I read the story, I'm thinking a giant spool is like one of the ones that like the cable companies use that are like 3-4 feet in diameter.
Huge, the huge ones.
This thing was at least 10, 15 feet. This was the hugest spool. Like the shot I saw was from a school bus and the spool appeared to be as tall as, and it's just like this huge spool. And you, like, if you're just driving down the road, you have to just be going, wait,
was that a big giant spool? Because was it like rolling perfectly?
I didn't see it roll. I just saw a still shot of it. So I was just like, you had to be like the people in the school bus had to just like,
never mind.
When you start to go, when you can't finish a sentence,
right.
that's when you need to call us because it's the weirdest thing you ever saw.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's talk about that spool, blah, blah, blah. So I'm driving through the tech center.
Yeah.
Over by like the Tavern DTC. I don't know if Jason's Deli is still over there. Your apartment was right there.
Yeah.
I'm over there. And I'm at the corner of whatever that is, DTC Prentice, one of these streets
DTC
or whatever.
DTC Boulevard.
And Yosemite. And,
yeah, ish, yeah.
Four deer come just as if I'm on Highway 93 heading into the foothills. Four deer. One dude, three chicks, just like, and their little cluppy like hooves on the pavement are making all this noise. And they go up the embankment into whatever that is, Pine Ridge, Cherry Hill Ridge, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, and I'm just...
You're like, wait, is that a herd of deer that just came marching through the DTC?
Denver Tech Center, not deer. What?
Yeah.
You lived here. Did you? There are deer here?
When I first moved here years ago, you're right. And basically kind of the same, same area. There was always a couple of deer that were not running. They were like just milling about, hanging around because there's that park, that really nice park area. And I think there's a ravine down there. So maybe there. And you have to look for
water. We're nowhere near the mountain.
Yeah. And they need a water source now. And I don't think there's a couple of man-made ponds, decorative water ponds
here.
What
the hell did I see?
Yeah. You saw a herd of deer running through DTC.
I mean, even Lake and Parker, even though there's not mountains there, there's so much open space that way that I kind of get it.
Yeah.
And like you, there's ravines, there's valleys and stuff.
Sure.
There are 15-story, I'm surrounded by ginormous buildings, cars,
boulevards,
restaurants,
streets.
Yes.
Yeah, everything.
And they're just like, pass it through, just don't mind us. We're just a family up here. Like,
it was kind of weird.
That's
wasn't
the weirdest
it?
Thing. I know other people probably aren't that impressed, and people are screaming at their radios right now, going, "Yeah, girl, there's a wildlife." How long have you and I worked in the? You and I have worked in this building for 12 years. Never saw a deer in my life.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in forever, but it's been a while.
What?
I know, right?
I just don't.
Yeah, you're like, is that? They're reindeer.
So then everybody I talk to after that, I stop at like Tokyo Joe's, pick up some food, and everybody's like, they're probably ready. Shut up. Only one of them had antlers.
Actually, never mind. We won't go there. But
what?
Technically, all of Santa's reindeers are female. But
in the movie, they're all jerk men.
Well, don't be confused by the antlers because female reindeer, they too grow antlers too. And they do it at a different time of the season than the males. So the males will shed their antlers before winter. Thereby, all the reindeer of Santa's reindeer are female. I know. Anyway, sorry.
You know the weirdest thing I saw today?
Me explaining you, that.
You even knowing that.
I know, it's dumb.
I'm just staring at you with this incredulous
like,
look.
Can you
like,
shut up?
No, I don't want you to shut up. I think it's amazing that you know crap like that. I'm just trying to figure out why.
I know, it's all dumb. Anyway, yeah, so back to the crazy thing you said.
So we want to hear the weirdest thing you ever saw. This one person already wrote in saying they were walking around New York City. They saw a hobo chewing up an apple.
Okay.
And depositing the homemade applesauce from his mouth into another homeless person's toothless mouth.
Okay. All right. It's like a mother bird.
It was his lady friend. And the person said it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. It was equal parts weird and romantic.
Romantic? That's just gross and wrong.
I don't. That's so here's the thing. We just want to hear the most bizarre thing you ever saw. And right now your examples are chewed up homeless applesauce, deer, or a giant spool.
Exactly.
If you've got something in the wheelhouse of that or even radically different.
Heck yeah.
Tell us what the weirdest thing you ever saw was. Jennifer?
Yay.
Weird thing you saw.
I was walking out of Walmart one day and some guy was walking in. Picked up the gumball machine, walked right out with it, and put it in his SUV. And drove away.
Just the brazen nature of the whole thing. It's just like, oh.
And you're just standing there staring like, is he really? Did he have
that?
They're not chained down?
Trying to fix it. I don't know. Apparently not.
Wow.
Did you say stop, thief, anything? Or was your mouth just
agape?
I was just looking around at everybody else, seeing if anybody else thought it was as weird as I was.
Did he come back for like the claw machine or anything like that? That would have been cool.
Hey guys, I need the key for the top of the thing so I can restock it. More gumball.
That's fun.
That is a really
weird.
I don't know how I would react to that.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Beth?
Yay.
Weirdest thing you saw.
A customer that came into our store, kind of creepy, wearing a man purse. And when he left, we noticed a dirty rag fell out of his purse. And it had a long lock of brown hair in it.
What?
Yeah.
He scalped somebody or?
I don't know. He was creepy and a little bit aggressive.
And he's carrying around somebody's hair.
This was in a store?
Yeah, in a dirty rag. It was really dirty and oily.
What explanation do you have of that other than he's stalking somebody so hard that
he was wearing a trench coat, and you know how we feel about that here. It was, everything about him was weird.
That is. Did you report him, or do you just feel creepy and throw
we did report him. He was creepy enough that I had sent all my employees in the back, so, yeah.
Whoa.
And did the police come and take the hair rack?
The hair rack.
We were at the mall, so I don't know. I think the security probably followed him, but that's it.
The hair rag guy. That is weird.
That is a weird thing to see. Thank you for the call, Beth. Ashley.
Yay.
Weirdest thing you saw.
All right. So I lived in Elizabeth, past Parker.
Okay.
When I was in high school, middle school. And I was driving down the road and I thought I saw, which turned out to be true, a giraffe and a zebra. In the middle of the forest.
Shut up.
Wait, what?
It's not the Serengeti or wherever, like, in the middle. What, in Elizabeth?
It is Elizabeth.
What?
Yes. And it turned out that there was, like, a private sanctuary that this guy had out there. So he would rehabilitate, like, giraffes and all this stuff. But
see
it was
a polar bear out there.
It's just like.
Yeah. But this giraffe's head is just sticking through the
pine
tree.
I'm a Parker, right?
You're looking around going, how far did I drive? Did I doze off? Where the hell did I get to?
That'd be pretty weird. Is, yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the call, Ashley. Jessica.
Hi.
Yay.
Weirdest thing you ever saw.
Okay. This was a couple of years ago. When I was still in middle school, we were on a field trip at Roxborough State Park.
Okay.
And a kid pulled an onion out of his bag and proceeded to eat it like an apple.
No,
he did not.
No, I've heard of that.
On the school bus on the way back to the school. And then a couple years later in high school, in my senior year, he did it again.
Yeah.
Was he just looking for street cred or is he insane?
People do that, I guess.
I have no idea. But like, he's like super quiet, super nice, and he just eats apples. Or eats onions like apples.
Yeah, I've heard.
I think my son would do it.
Raw onions.
Seriously?
He loves them that much. I don't know if he would bite it, but he would. If you just slice an onion, he'll just eat it.
And he might like
eat it like an apple.
Yeah, no, I think my son's just one bad grade away from being that kid on the bus.
Honeycrisp onions. Yes, yes. I can't really.
Thank you for the call, Jessica. That would weird me out.
It would. Yeah.
Mary.
Yai.
Weirdest thing you saw.
Back when I lived in Oakland, California, I was driving home one night, and there was this guy standing along the road. And I was at a stoplight, and I looked over because he was screaming, and he was just standing there walking off. It's like 2 feet from my window of my car.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there trying not to make eye contact and just staring at the light, just praying for it to turn red. I mean, green.
Praying for it to turn red. I wanted to see more. Come on. Turn red.
Right away.
Oh, God.
Holy crap, like, Mary.
Is he going to punch through my window or what is he going to do?
Oh, God. Right. Just
only in Commerce City will you
find
out.
Easy, Tiger. Easy, Aurora.
Southeast.
Thank you for the call, Mary. Hannah.
Yai.
You are disguised. Weirdest thing you ever saw.
At the beach, this limo pulled up, which, like, anybody's going to look at a limo pulling up the beach, right?
Yeah.
And this, so the driver got out and opened the door, and then this old man, like, old, I mean, he was, like, probably in his 80s, steps out, like, all in, like, running shorts, like, 70s-looking running shorts with the
nice
stripes on the side kind
hot
of thing.
Yeah.
And the window goes down in the limo, and this, like, disco kind of music starts pounding out in the parking lot. He's in the parking lot, and he starts doing, like, it looks like jazzercise or something routine in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and this goes on for, like, it was, like, 15 or 20 minutes. I mean, it was a few songs, like, a bunch of row. And then just as suddenly, the music turns off, the windows roll up, the driver gets out, he, like, opens the door, so the gentleman, guy, whatever, gets back in, and then the limo pulls away.
What?
Heck yeah.
What? So he just wanted to be seen doing
some cardio. He's doing his steps.
Yeah.
And you just have to sit there going,
right?
Like, that?
What?
I mean, you couldn't take your eyes off it. It was just so weird, like, My friends and I had to watch. It was the kind of thing
I wouldn't stop watching.
I would have jumped in the limo.
Oh,
hey, dude, what up?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.